Yeah, sounds like fun. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on, give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You want to get hit by lightning? Come on, man. Give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
And we're back. Oh, we're here live. We're not back. We're here.
Well, we're back from last week.
Yeah, we're back from last week live in the storm hour, where lightning only strikes once. And so, yeah.
Shh, don't say that. Lightning took out all of my electricity yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I was reading and poof, the whole house went dark. Lightning's bad.
Yeah, I think I kind of learned that when people get struck. I'm Jake Chief, and as you probably know, she is the lovely, the talented Shirley Martin.
Hello. And,
yes, hello. And welcome. So, first off, tell us about your week, Cheryl.
Well, my week went okay, except for the, you know, storm taking that, you know, whole electricity thing out, and my graphics card went out on my computer, so I had no computer for about 2 days. That was interesting. I was completely bored.
I don't know how you feel.
Like, what do I do? Other than that, I've just been wrapping up the last few scripts for the Ring of Time series, and I'll be sending those out to Killian, and he'll be so happy to get 6 scripts at one time.
And he'll try and make it longer, right? He'll just
maybe.
Yeah. So.
So how's your week been?
My week has been splendid. I got my computer back, my old one. But I'm doing this still on my new, the newer computer, 22-inch computer, because. The other computer is very slow still, so it was like, I may want to buy a new one, another one, because, I don't know, but we'll see, I work for about Thursday or something. I work for about 4 hours on my movie Let It Be, and got 6 seconds worth of the movie. So,
you get a lot of that happens,
right? I know. So, I think at least I'm really taking my time this time, so I'm kind of happy. I have a date of when I want to release this movie, and I'm trying to stick really close to it. And so I'm trying to urge my voice actors and actresses to get their voices, to get all the voices in, and if they don't, then I'll write their name on the chalkboard and give them detention. So, yeah, you better do that, or else you won't want to write your name on the board. So, yeah, that's going well, and so I'm making I should just announce this now, I'm also making a Western, probably going to be about 5 minutes long, with lots of Shirley Martin's props, and it stars Ben Tittle and Jorge Campos. Once they get Jorge's lines in, then the movie should be pretty much done. First I'll put his lines in the movie, but then it'll be done.
First you have to find him.
Great cast. Happy to work with them. Two great voice actors, and looking forward to that. My first Western ever, what really got me into Westerns was True Grit, so since True Grit, I just started liking Westerns, and so decided to make one of my own. Yeah, so.
There you go. So,
yeah, so.
So this week, Movie Storm's week has been rather interesting.
Yes, interesting is the right word to say, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple, well, there's one mod that's been released from the prolific Chris Ollis.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ollis, depending on how you want to pronounce that. it's called, he calls the demo Blown About. It's a pack of animations, knock your character about to your heart's content with new moves for reacting to being shot, hit over the head, or even rammed while on a board a ship. Yeah, I can read. Yeah. 30 or so animations plus reverse stand-ups for male and female. And I will put the link in the chat
and
to that.
I thought I really like this one because it seems like that you can just blow your character from across the set. So like you have them on one edge of the set and you can just blow them all the way to the other end. That's what it seems like from the thing.
Yeah, so
and
if also you turn those wind fans on too high...
Yeah, and also it seems like, some earthquake type animations as well,
mm-hmm.
where, if you have the kingdom rumbling, first I'll make it look like it's an earthquake, and then you can also have your character, start shaking a little bit from the, not shaking the booty, but just shaking a little bit from the rumble, and so, yeah, so... I really like those animations a lot. They're 15 pounds, so, it's a good price.
Mm-hmm. And, did you see his other mod demo that he put out recently?
What's that?
It's one that it appears he's working on it. It looks like, here, I'll put the link in the chat, an alien's head on a spaceship, but I'm sure that's not exactly what it is, but I put the link in the chat.
It doesn't sound familiar. It's weird.
Yeah, you'll have to see it. He doesn't put much of a description in.
Oh, wow.
It says, more Modding Storm fun and games. But it looks really interesting.
Yeah, it does. It's looks like this actually might be a, I could be wrong. It may have to do with an alien or something. But it looks like that you can maybe have someone's head float or something.
It looks like something you'd see on the movie Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It looks really interesting, and I can't wait until he tells us more about it. Yeah, it seems like he's really trying to keep it quiet for now. Yeah.
But Chris is not the only... person making mods. We have three people that seem to be working on animations. Here's a link to KV's demo. And he says it's just a quick animation he made the animation I believe in Milkshape and then imported it into Movie Storm. But he was able to get it in, give a character movements, Naughton is also working on animations. He did a wonderful loser sign.
Oh, yes. I saw that. Well, who made that?
Naughton,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. He also has his profile picture. Yeah, looks funny, So you can just go up to have someone in a movie storm, just, That can be your whole movie, just tell me one night they're a loser or something.
And Ryder Lee's working on animations also, but I put the link in the chat, the last link there. Only click it if you don't mind that the character is scantily dressed.
Right.
Warning, he is wearing a fig leaf only.
So
what do you think about all these modders working on animations?
I'm very happy to see that people I'm now working on animations, and, you know, can't wait to see what they come up with. You know, because I don't really know how the animation thing works for people, like, for how they make it, but, like, you know, since like that, this is going to be a huge new level for making movies, because, you know, they can now make their own animations for the movies now. So, that's awesome. I give this 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm very happy to see people are doing this now, you know, because before people kept on waiting for Chris to make animations, but now they can't.
Yeah, and, you know, it also looks like Prima, just going to say half of his name, has managed to import a ninja with animations.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And he says there's he got it from a website. He's got the link there, and he says there's also a cartoon turtle, a cat, a dog, and an ant.
Yeah, it looked nice. I really liked it. I love this. I love seeing all these mods coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I think there was this new person that just came to Movie Storm. And all of a sudden, they're starting to make mods too, which I just find is outstanding. You know,
I already knew,
and then they came out, and you know, I've already made some mods. I think it was Quasi Mother or something.
Yeah, who made the hats?
Yeah.
I saw that demo.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, it's really awesome that we're getting a lot more modders and, you know, especially the animations. I mean, always use more animations.
Yeah. But what have you been wanting these days, Shirley?
Me?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm working on France.
Awesome. So, what was the last country you made? Was it Germany or
Egypt?
Egypt.
I still have to texture that and get it out. But yeah, I finished, and it's not the pyramids and catacombs and you mm-hmm. know, it's
yeah.
you know modern the cities.
Basically, like Cairo and stuff. Like Cairo.
Yeah, I'll do a more historical pack for adventure movies.
Oh, yeah, that'll be cool. And we'll put a link of your website in the chat as well.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could do that. I wasn't going there. But another thing you can find on my website, and I have about 50 left to go.
Wow.
And it will cover every mod available for Movie Storm.
That's amazing.
Free and paid, all of them.
Wow, that's amazing. It's, wow.
it's a pain. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, how long has it taken you to find all these? And where have you found them?
It's taken me about a week. And, I mean, they're everywhere. The Movie Storm forums, because some people, okay, one person, writerly, I won't mention his name, but he likes to make mods and put them in the middle of a post. Like, you know, somebody will be asking for a desk, and, you know, he'll make the desk, and here you go. And then somebody else in that forum post later on will say, well, you know, I would have liked a chair. And he's like, oh, here's the chair. So there's, you know, you have to search. And then, you know, there's what is it? The Machinima. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
The Machinima?
Machinimods. There we
yes.
go. But, and I'm going to check real quick.
I heard that site has been down for a little bit.
Yeah. Is it still
yeah.
down?
I'm not too sure. I just heard it was. Last time I went on, it was up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to need to find out who runs that.
So you weren't done with that website yet?
What?
Were you supposed to still get some mods from that website to find a new website?
You won't be able to get the mods till they go back up, but I'm thinking I might talk to the modders. Some of the mods, unfortunately, are old, and the modders aren't around. There is a workaround to get them in, but if you can't get them from the website, then you can't get them. So, I'm going to see if I can possibly get downloads of all of those from somewhere else.
And say that, like, if when your website, when you're done with all, like, putting all the mod stuff on your website, and more mods come out, will you put those on your website as well, or not?
Yeah.
You will? Wow.
Yeah, that's why there's still like 50 to get instead of, 46, because four more mods have come out.
Yeah.
It never ends.
I know.
And I was going to ask you, have you seen the tutorials that Mineros has been posting?
Their
lighting tutorials.
The what tutorials?
I post a link in the chat. It's for the lighting in Movie Storm.
Mm-hmm.
He has tutorials for exterior lighting and interior lighting.
I don't think I saw that. But no one will. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I thought that was, that was really cool, because there's a lot of people asking for lighting tutorials, because it's so different than it was a year ago.
Yeah, it is, because of all the different changes, it gets more extensive, more in-depth into lighting. I'm Jake Chief, and with us we also have Shirley Martin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright. Just making sure you didn't bail on us. Yes.
Stop eating, Jake.
I'm not eating right now.
Put the spoon down. Step away.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear you. You were
we
caught.
We can hear you eating ice cream.
Well, the boys got to eat one. He's got to eat.
You should have gotten a cone. An ice cream cone.
What kind of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Okay, well, I can forgive you for chocolate.
All right. But, yes, we are going to talk about a movie. This movie, or show, I should say, is my Jake Chief recommendation of the week. It's called The Non-Adventures of Mark and Roger by King Henvin. Yes, it's a great show. I highly recommend it. He's made 7 or 8 episodes so far.
And make sure you call him Kingpin Given.
Kingpin Given. Okay.
King Given.
How's that?
Yeah. King
now
Pin
say that
Given.
Three times fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially to his face. You want to make sure you call him Kingpin Given.
All right. Will do. Yes, it's a great show. I highly recommend it. And almost a wise man yesterday told me that he ad-libs almost every single scene, which I find absolutely amazing, because it seems like most of it's scripted, I find.
Isn't this about, he's episode 8, he has promised to do an episode a week until he finishes act 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is going to be 10 episodes, and then that's the end of Act 1. A total of 30 episodes for Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3.
Holy crap.
Now, he says he hasn't scripted this. He really has only a vague idea of where this is going. He literally takes it moment by moment. And I think what he does is he will actually do the voices and then he films it.
Mm-hmm.
He might refine that just a little bit one way or the other. But if you like weird, offbeat humor, which is what this is, and just really some good characters and funny stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great, not just this episode, which was particularly good, because mm-hmm. he used the Cthulhu mod
mm-hmm.
with, to great effect. He said, this is the only mod he's ever paid for. And he is so glad he used it for this. And it is. I mean, the scene it's in, it's perfect. And he does the perfect voice for it, creates the right atmosphere. And I'm afraid now, though, it's the non-adventures of Mark and Roger, or Roger and Mark. It's the character that's stealing the show week after week now is Ernie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hell yeah.
Or as Ernie likes to refer himself to since Mark disappeared, as Mark II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like his, not to give anything away, but I really like his beggar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you've seen the recent one, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is one thing you learn in this episode. I don't think you'd be giving anything away. You can't kill a clown. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
you can't kill a clown. And
yes.
Just a little. Apparently, a clown is the gatekeeper to hell. So it's weird. It's funny.
It's really original too.
Yeah, it's a very smart writing, I think.
But again, he's doing it stream of consciousness.
I know.
It basically starts off with this, with Roger and Mark. Sort of wondering, you know, man, what happens? I mean, we're here in this place, and what happens if we just walk off there and everything just sort of stops right there? What happens if you keep walking in that direction where the grass stops,
where the
road
stops,
yeah. where everything just stops? You know, everybody's accepting of that, except for Roger and Mark.
Yeah. I just love how, like, different things you just see pop up, like, different weird-faced people, and, all of a sudden, first it's one person standing, all of a sudden they fall down. You know, people just ignore that. And,
yeah, you should, when you watch this, watch it the second time, and this time, watch the background.
Yeah.
He throws in little visual clues to homages to other movies. In his mm-hmm. filming. So just sort of keep an eye on what's going on around everything else too, and you'll get a little bit more out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, now knowing that, you know, the dialogue is improv, I really think if he was on a movie set, he could probably give Jim Carrey a run for his money with the improv.
Possibly so. Possibly so. He did train as a TV production guy years ago, but never really got into the business. But or I think he may have done something little, you know, with Canadian TV years ago. But really, we get on together on Thursday nights after Kente's show, and it is amazing what between he'll hook up with Doc on the web, and you can just sit back and listen to these two guys just talk about anything, and it's he's truly got a talent for this. And I'm so happy to see him back making movies again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a retrospective of it, go back and watch his the series he did with the anti-superhero guys. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, but that was very funny too. That was done with the movies, and since then, he's decided that Movie Storm is his platform. And I'll have to leave it to you guys to tell me if he's doing well with it.
Oh, he's doing very well with it. I'm glad he chose Movie Storm.
I mean, is he making use of good use of the sets and the animations and all that? I mean, it looks to me like, yeah, this would be what I would expect to see, but I've got really nothing to compare it with because I haven't seen a lot of Movie Storm stuff.
I think he is. I think, you know, he's making, okay, a lot of people with the animations, they'll overuse them. And he doesn't do that. He uses them just enough to make the story more real to the audience. And, you know, the sets that he's building are very nice. I really haven't seen any problems. I know that he had some people say something about the, you know, he was using the set and the road ended, but he was doing it on purpose. And a lot of people didn't get that, but, you know, I think he's making very good use of the sets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just agree. I agree. Did I say I disagree? I mean, I agree.
Well, he, before he started this one, he was trying to do a movie based on a screenplay he wrote years ago, and had Doc and Dulce and me and Murphy Kid, you know, playing this in this kind of sitcom thing. And he would show us what he'd filmed and ask, "What did you think about it?" And I went on and on with him about how badly designed his room was in one of the scenes. It's really not that bad, but I just kept looking for things to pick at, you know. You know, the room seems really, really big. I don't think I've ever been in someone's living room that was quite that big. and I was just picking at it. He took it all to heart and redid the room. So, you know, you think just talking to him, if he's on air, you know, he and I will go at it all the time. But he's really sensitive about that sort of thing and takes it to heart. And he said, yeah, well, maybe it was. And the next thing you know, he shows me the same scene, but he's redone the room. So now it looks better. I said, yeah, you did a wonderful job on this. I didn't really care. You asked for something to comment on. I really didn't have anything else to fuss about but how big the room was. But he is, his ability to ad-lib a lot, he'll start in one particular direction, and he has come up with some of the funniest stuff. He did a 35-minute documentary on space commie Nazis. Now, yeah, y'all are laughing at that. It was, we had this thing going several years ago where each one of us were going to make one movie, and then the next guy would continue the story on with absolutely no direction at all. We'd just pick up elements from the first one and then do the next one. And someone would do the next one. And we did three episodes, and it kind of stopped. But he took it one step further and took his creation of these bad alien guys and called them space commie Nazis. And I can still remember. He used the old Russian national anthem or the Communist International. And, yeah, space commie Nazis, we're space commie Nazis. We're coming down to Earth just to smash in your face. We're space commie Nazis. I mean, it was It was hilarious. But he got several of us to get in there. He says, okay, here's what the situation is. Just ad-lib it. And it's like you're going through this huge spaceship, meeting all these people, and they're commenting on being these evil space guys. Oh, yeah, I enlisted in the space commie Nazi army just so I could do this sort of thing. And he had me and Roger and a whole bunch of people in there. And it was just, the thing is hilarious. It's there in TMU somewhere else. King has it's not Movie Storm, but it shows you where he came from before he got to Movie Storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all I can say is just keep an eye out. He's promised to produce an episode a week, and I can't believe he's doing that with the quality of work he's turning out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it must be the only thing he does when he gets home at night. And he has three kids. And a nice, tight family structure, you know, with his work, his wife's work, you know, kids doing the stuff that they do. It's amazing. He finds a few hours a night to work on this thing every night. I've been working on the same damn thing for 6 months. And I can't seem to turn out the first piece of footage, and he does this.
What? Actually, no, never mind.
No.
No, well, I was about to say it could offend some people, so never mind.
Yeah, I wish you were here right now so he could say all this instead of me. But I really like this series of movies and what he's doing with it. And people should take notice because it's really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, all the time he's putting into it and, you know, like I said, it's very original.
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's good to see original work coming out of Movie Storm or any platform for that matter. You know,
with these days, it's really hard to make something that's original. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know this. Even if there's something that's a little different from Romeo and Juliet, sometimes the movie, it still is Romeo and Juliet. You know, this, you know, you can't think of anything else that's really like this, you know?
Well, I'm thinking this is what the guys who made Movie Storm were thinking about when they said, you know, hey, we wanted to make a program and somebody sit down and make a movie. And that's what King's doing in making, you know, this series, is he's not focusing on mods. He's not focusing on getting a bunch of actors together or even writing stories for that matter. But as far as work, he just gets in there and films it and produces, you know, another episode. And I think that really, and all he's doing is using the tools that the movie is giving him, that the Movie Storm is giving him. Which a lot of people look at and say, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, hell, change your story so you can use what you've got. There's no reason for you to look elsewhere. Just write your story so that, you know, you can just get out there and film it and produce something.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe that immediate gratification just urges you on, whereas if you work on it, and it looks like you're really not doing anything, you don't get that gratification thing that just keeps you going.
Yeah, it's easier to walk away from it when it's taking you forever.
Yeah, and do something else that you know is going to take a short period of time and that will give you that stroking that you need from your audience to let you know, oh yeah, I'm still doing okay with this little thing. And I know this because that's not what I do at all. I just, instead of working, you know, on the movie until I get it done, you know, I'll stray to this or go to that, learn how to do this, learn how to do that, and maybe apply it to what I'm, my project that I'm actually working on. And it, when you do that, it just takes a long time to do something. Isn't that kind of like how you make movies, Jake? You use the tools that you've got. You really don't worry about making mods and fitting this into that. You just pretty much lay out your production so you can use what you've got in hand right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Well, when I watched 2 Weeks in Texas, I remember you asked me to do that little background thing for the cars, and since then I have figured out how I did that. I could give you road footage now that I couldn't before. But when you made 2 Weeks in Texas, you just took the elements that you had at hand and made a movie with it. That's why you got finished with 2 Weeks in Texas and Roger couldn't. Right?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us more?
Sorry, I'm just a little bit of a daze here.
You're on. This is your show. You don't get in a daze in the middle of your show.
This has been happening to me a lot lately.
Because I'm now interviewing you. I'm asking you questions.
what was the question again?
Do you film things in Movie Storm just using the elements that you have in hand without spending a lot of time going outside Movie Storm doing a bunch of other things to enhance the movie, but instead just sitting down and making the movie with what you've got?
Yes. I don't use any more graphics or anything like that. I just use what I need to use, and I write my scripts exactly so I know, so that, like, I know this is what I can do in Movie Storm. So I put that in the script, but then this I cannot. I cannot do a Movie Storm, so I don't put that in the script. So I try to keep it as easy as possible. So far for my latest movie, it's I kind of went out of my comfort zone to somewhere where it's hard to make a Movie Storm, but I'm up for the challenge. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Surely you seem to take
I do the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, I write the script and then go, okay, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, and you won't balk at taking time of working with this, working with that, and essentially letting each step that you take culminate in getting back into Movie Storm and making that movie, right?
Right. I've spent up to 6 to 8 hours working on a set and SketchUp so I could put it into Movie Storm so I could film this scene.
Yeah, I can see that in the kind of work that you do. You like to show us visually in your movies. You like to show us something we've never seen before, rather than taking the common and ordinary and filming your story around what's common and ordinary. You like to throw us something. A visual goodie in there that, like I said, we've never seen this before.
Yeah, and I think it comes from, you know, when I write my scripts, I see them, and I see they're in a desert, so I want to make them. You know, I want to put the characters in a desert, but it's very hard to do in Movie Storm with the mountains. I mean, you can use pictures and put them on prims, but that only goes so far. You know, you can't have them walk from one prim to the other if the pictures don't match. So, for instance, the other day I built an Arizona desert with, you know, the mountains and everything, and the road, and then got it into Movie Storm. Of course, it's, you know, around 70,000 poly count. Uh-huh. So you wouldn't want to use it if you don't have to. But I got the film, you know, I got the scene filmed and then uninstalled that mod.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that myself. I'll take a bunch of extra steps just to show somebody something they've never seen before. Because, you know, I've done the movie making with, okay, here are the regular, I'm filming this around the regular stuff. I want to have it somewhat different and all that. There's, I think the one of the series out there, the Odyssey series. You watch that, you know it's made with the movies, but the only thing that's recognizable from the movies are the animations and the faces. And some of the faces are not from the movies either. So, yeah, I guess it depends on what you're trying to do. And both methods, to me, of filmmaking are valid.
Yeah.
Jumping in with the tried and true, the familiar, the stuff that you've got to work with, and then sort of taking a long time of putting it together and then have it finally culminating into your movie production. You bring all those pieces that you've worked on together and then you finally sit down and you've got your set and now you start your animations and putting your characters in place and getting the voice work done and filming the movie part.
Mm-hmm. Was there a question in there?
No, it was just a statement.
Okay. Everybody got really quiet.
Yeah, have I bored everybody yet? Is anybody left in the chat room? No, they're still there.
They're still listening. They can't find the off button. No. Yeah, I think, you know, it just depends on what kind of script you're working on, whether you want to put all that time into it or not. You know, if you want to make a movie a week, then you're probably not going to put a lot of time into sets, you know, building sets in SketchUp or 3D Max or, you know, anything like that. You're not going to be worried about modding clothes. You know, you have an idea of what you want done, and you want to get it out. You want people to see it. You know, as opposed to, say, you want to write a feature-length script, or, you know, you have a book and you want to film it, or, you know, you have some story that you just want to tell, and it has to be specific. You know, then you're going to want to put all that time into it.
Yeah, but again, like I said, both ways to me are valid, and you can turn out quality work doing it either way. Just depends on what you're most comfortable with, right, Jake?
Mhm. Yeah.
Gee, Jake, look at the time.
I'm looking. Yeah, it's nice.
Are you looking at the time, or are you looking at your freezer, wondering if you can get up and get some ice cream without us noticing?
Oh, damn it! How did you know?
All right. Well, it looks like it's probably done and over with time.
Yes. Thank you for Jorge, Ben, Darth, Kensei, and Shiden.
Shiden.
To be listening to the show. If y'all need me, I'll be sleeping in my bed.
One would hope that you would be sleeping in your bed and not someone else's at your
bed. Yeah. You just wake up and say, who the hell is this kid? So thank you all. Don't forget to watch Nonsense of the Martian Warfare by King Gibbon. How was that this time?
Yeah, to make sure when you actually talk to him, call him that.
Okay.
Kingpin Gibbon.
Okay. And next time we'll be here, we'll have a guest, try to get one. Maybe it'll be Kingpin Gibbon, who knows. I can't promise anything.
You might want, like I said, you might want to wait a couple of weeks now. Let him finish Act 1 and then get
we'll
in.
So thanks y'all for listening, and what do you want to say, Cheryl?
Just keep filming.
Storm on.